Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Halfway home here on a Monday evening, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Feel free to leave us a comment there. Don't forget the radio.com app. We ask you to download that because that is the easiest way to listen to the radio station when you're not in your vehicle. Download it today. You have a device to put it on, like a smartphone or a speaker or a tablet or a Sega Genesis or a boombox or turntable or Sega or Swatch Watch. I mean, just something to download it on just so you can catch us on the go. Sports Radio 910 The Game is helping you stay connected with past shows, interviews, and all the content you need. For more info, go to radio.com/stayconnected. Social media, all at 929 The Game for the station, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. As always, the best way to be a part of our show, do it through our personal Twitter handles. Reach myself, it's at JMCH316, at JMCH316. All of your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He's back in Midtown producing the show, as always, Jarvis in the building, at JarvisD90. Your nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons Flyover. So, Von McClure good story about Hayden Hurst, talking about how Hayden Hurst hopes to make a difference by discussing his suicide attempt. It says that last May, Hurst with the Baltimore Ravens was at South Hagerstown High School in Maryland, the final stop on a four-school mental health education campaign, sharing how he dealt with depression and anxiety, which began during an unsuccessful stint as a pitcher in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. And I think people forget that that was one of the critiques about Hayden Hurst coming into the draft was his age. Remember? Because he was older because he played minor league baseball. It says, although he left baseball to play college football, his struggles with depression persisted and he started drinking heavily and using drugs and eventually attempted suicide in January of 2016 when he's playing tight end at South Carolina. Hurst refers to it as his come to Jesus moment. And he's been sharing his story with several kids since then. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, in the article, as May is coming to a close, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. He wanted to know that there's still a lot of work to be done. He says, my uncle committed suicide when I was younger, than my cousin as well. I understand that state of mind that you're in. You want the hurting to go away. It just feels like this cloud of darkness is over you, and the only way to make it go away is to take your life and it will be over. You don't think about other people in those moments. I understand depression. I've been there. Now when things get tough, I can reflect back to that moment and know that nothing I'm faced with in life will ever be as hard as it was. And he says he really didn't understand what was happening to him and why he was feeling this way. He says, I guess when it all started, because I never really experienced failure in sports, I usually just show up and always be better than everybody. When that started, they describe it as the yips. And he had a case of the yips. He was a 2012 draft pick of the Pirates. He became overwhelmed by the yips, a performance anxiety disorder that caused his pitches to sail uncontrollably. Says the guy with the mid-90s fastball suddenly couldn't throw a strike. Turned into a three-year saga of troubles that he could not overcome. He says, when the yips started, I really didn't understand what the hell was happening. Says the turning point came when he hit a Baltimore Orioles player with a pitch in a 2014 spring training game and knocked him unconscious. Hurst said he spent thousands of dollars trying to find a remedy. I couldn't even play catch on a foul line like T-ballers do. I was overthrowing guys and skipping balls. I was just mortified because obviously people noticed. Guys didn't necessarily want to be around me. I heard everything like that stuff's contagious. I don't want to be around this kid. So I was just embarrassed, and it really affected me off the field. So he goes in a lot of detail about the recovery process and where he's at now and what he's doing now. So good stuff. Look, I mean, he fits right into the mold of of the Atlanta Falcons family and guys that are doing good work off the field, and certainly a very rootable guy. And look, you know, from a football standpoint, I mean, if he can be anywhere close to what Austin Hooper was, and there's no reason why with the talent that Hurst has and being a former first-round pick that he can't get some things figured out. And certainly we know Matt likes to use his tight end if he's got a good pass-catching tight end. No reason why he can't be a part of a big turnaround in this offense. So good for him. It's a really good story, and you know, hopefully he continues to do good work both not just on the field but off the field like he has been doing as well. So Pro Football Focus is going through and doing their rankings. They've got the top wide receiver groups in the NFL. So number one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number two is the Chiefs. Cowboys come in three. Saints come in four. So there's two teams in their division already. The Bills at five. The Lions at six. Chargers seven. Panthers at eight. So there's all three teams in the division, and I haven't said the one team yet. Browns at nine. Broncos at 10. Bengals at 11. Cardinals at 12. Finally, at 13, the Atlanta Falcons. Anytime you have a top two like Julio and Calvin Ridley, it's hard to drop a team too far on this list. Jones has been the highest graded wide receiver in the NFL over the past five seasons and the undisputed champ of our yards per route run metric. Ridley has gotten off to a solid start to his career with grades of 68.8 and 74.9 in his first two seasons and should continue to improve next season. The problem is that the Falcons don't have much behind those guys. Hayden Hurst should do a solid job of replacing Austin Hooper, but the depth chart at wide receiver quickly falls to relatively unproven options like Russell Gage and Laquon Treadwell. Now, interesting, you know, that they, I mean, honestly, 13th, I mean, just first blush, do you think that the Falcons have the worst group of wide receivers in the division? Without breaking down Pro Football Focus numbers and without getting too deep in the analytics, what do your eyes and your nose and your ears and what does all of that tell you? Does that tell you that the Falcons have the worst wide receiver core in the division? Not we're not talking in the NFL. They're ranked behind everybody in the division, including Carolina. They're ranked as the worst wide receiver group in the division. Are you buying that? I'm not buying that. Because the top two guys are so good. I mean, Pro Football Focus grade or not, Calvin Ridley's becoming a star in the league and would have been a 1,000-yard wide receiver, not even being a full-time starter last year. I don't know. I mean, 13th? I mean, that number already seems low, but then to tell me that they're the worst wide receiver core in the division? Says the Panthers receivers had to deal with some brutal quarterback play in 2019 with Cam Newton, Kyle Allen, Will Greer. Think she'd get better with Teddy Bridgewater. DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel provide a nice 1-2 punch, and the addition of Robbie Anderson only strengthens the group. They say adding Christian McCaffrey. But see, there again, if we're talking about receiving core, I get McCaffrey, but I mean, if we're talking about receiving core, then shouldn't it be your wide receivers? And see, that's where they're getting the bump, is because of what McCaffrey can do. So I'm not counting McCaffrey. Are you telling me that you'd rather have DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, and Robbie Anderson even over Julio, Ridley, and Laquon Treadwell? Come on now. Easy now, sport. Easy there, Tiger. So that particular number and that particular stat and that particular storyline just doesn't jive with me. And that's, you know, listen, my buddy Randy Mack, that's where he gets kind of sideways with Pro Football Focus, is when they start to do some of these kinds of crazy analytic stuff and they get too deep into the weeds. Now, there is certainly an opportunity for that number three wide receiver to have a definite role, because with those two guys up at the top, Gurley, you know, certainly a threat out of the backfield. Hurst is going to be, you know, certainly a tight end that's got a shot to put up some numbers. But if you're the third wide receiver, whether that's Gage or, you know, Treadwell, you know, you got a shot to make some plays. Now, I think they want Treadwell to work himself out. I'm talking about first-round talent. Although Russell Gage says, you know, hey, I'm coming for everybody. Watch out for me. I'm coming for everybody. So, you know, that will be an interesting battle to look at is, okay, which one of those two guys really shakes out? Here's the good news. It won't be 14. The Justin Hardy era is over. Our long national nightmare of telling me about how good Justin Hardy is and the best hands on the team and this, that, and the other, that national nightmare for the Falcons is over. We get to move on to a new era. But that will be one of the battles to definitely watch is who gets that third wide receiver spot. Now, speaking of battles for this Falcons team, so Sports Illustrated on their Falcons page talks about the upcoming battles that this team is going to have. So they start with the cornerback position of Oliver Terrell and Kendall Sheffield. Now, let's remind everybody. Everybody knows what today's date is, right? Today is June 1st. Tomorrow, does this happen at midnight? Is literally like the stroke of midnight. Is there $10 million just instantly available in the bank account of the Atlanta Falcons? 10 point whatever it is, 7-5 or 2-5 or whatever that number is, instantly becomes available. So they say about as far as battles for position goes, they've got Oliver versus Terrell versus Sheffield. See, I still think, and I'm with D-Led on this, I still think that the Falcons might sign a veteran corner that can come in and start early on and not put pressure on. Because here's the thing. If their pass rush doesn't figure it out right away and it's got to build, those two corners, I don't care which one of those three guys you throw around as the two corners, Sheffield, Oliver, Kennedy. I'm not going to tell you that they have two legitimate starting corners, a legitimate number one, and a legitimate number two. You're talking about rookie, second-year guy, third-year guy. The third-year guy is still unproven as to what he is and what he can be. Played well at times, and I will tell you, I'll fight anybody on it, that a lot of that was how good they were at sacking the quarterback. They also get into the battle of defensive tackle. Tyler Davidson versus Marlon Davidson versus Deidrin Sonat. Did they really put Deidrin Sonat in there as one of the guys competing for a starting spot? I mean, yeah, he's started two games in his career and played in 15 total games. He was inactive for all but two games last year. All right, let me put it this way. He played two more games last year than I played. And not because he was unhealthy. He and I were just as healthy. And he only played two more games than me. So I don't know where he's in the mix to be a starter. And with all due respect, if Tyler Davidson is so good that he beats out Marlon Davidson, maybe that's not a good thing. But I will say this, though. There's a lot of talk about Davidson being more of in nickel situations and things like that at defensive tackle to start off with. That maybe they bring him in a little bit more slowly. I don't know. I would hope that he starts. They say left guard, Matt Hennessy versus the field. I'm with D-Led on this. I will tell you, if Matt Hennessy is your starting left guard, somebody between Gano, Brown, and Carpenter is getting cut. Those three guys are not going to get paid to all be backups. Now, I still think that Brown or Carpenter, one of those two guys, I think still shakes out to be the starter when all is said and done. And finally, they got outside linebacker, Foye Olakun versus Michael Walker versus, ready for this, Keanu Neal. Would they move him up to linebacker? Boy, I don't know. I find that hard to believe. And again, I'll say, I think outside linebacker is another spot where you could very much see some money get spent to go get another, I don't care if it's Clay Matthews or who, but go get another legit starter out there. Go get somebody who's a legit starter as an outside linebacker to complement, because Olakun's going to start, Deion starts, who's that third guy in a base defense? All right, when we get back, it will be time for That's Life. I want to get your guys' feedback and gals' feedback because I need help finding my next book. We'll talk about all that next. It is John Chakra Show, Sports Radio, Nights on the Game, and on the Radio.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9, The Game. Back at it on the John Chakra Show. 9:22, Monday evening. You know what time it is.
That's life. That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Feel free to leave us a comment and join us there as always. Social media, give me a follow. It's at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. So as we've been going through the stock market here, another good day today. Picked up another 3% in total gain. So Jarvis officially now 25% gain that I've made in my total portfolio with all the different moving and shaking and everything like that. So, by the way, Carnival is almost at 17 now. I'm almost at 50% growth on that. Boeing finally got back up over, closed out over 150. In fact, they were 151 today. That's good. So lots of good news out there. Now, this was fascinating. Jarvis, did you see the story today about the biggest movers on the market today? Did you see any of the stories about this? All right. Digital Ally, Semtrex, and Gunstocks were the top today. So what is Semtrex and Digital Ally? These are companies that make camera or body camera and video transmission products mostly used by law enforcement. Semtrex especially, they make like the body cameras and stuff. Their stock went up 172.43% today. Now their stock is not worth a whole lot though, okay? But they had 172.43% change today. Digital Ally, which also is in the business of security products, they had a 75.89% movement today. Semtrex traded 197 million shares today. Yeah, 197 million shares traded for a stock, by the way, that literally is only like $3. That they only closed at like under, they were just under $3 for the day. Like I said, they're not expensive at all, but they had a 173% growth today. Says that they closed above the $1 mark for the first time in 3 months and had their highest close since June of last year. That's crazy to think about. 197 million shares of their company traded today. And Digital Ally, 92 million shares today. How about that's just unbelievable. And those were the two biggest gainers. Anything related to that? Vislink Technologies was up 22, almost 23%. Their highest close since January 28th, 94 million shares. They make receiver and antenna systems that are used by federal, local, and state law enforcement agencies. Crazy, isn't it? But that's people trying to figure it out. Smith & Wesson, 15% growth. Ruger, 9.4% growth today. Axon Enterprise, which used to be called Taser International, 18.15% today. They traded 5 million shares. That's six times as many as their average trade in a day. Think about that. Six times as many. 5 million shares they traded today. Six times their daily average. How about that? By the way, too, let me go back to Semtrex. I told you, they traded today 197 million shares. Jarvis, their average trade day is 915,000 shares. In a day, they trade 915,000. They traded 197 million shares today. How crazy is that? Now, something else I want to get into. So, we got Guy Evans coming on. Listen to the Nitro book. So that's two books now that I've listened. And every, let me tell you, can I recommend Audible? I'm really enjoying Audible on these drives and everything like that. I'm really enjoying listening to books. And here's the great thing about Audible. I've listened to Jim Ross's book, Under the Black Hat, and I've listened to Guy Evans' book, Nitro, and I got another book, I guess it was over the weekend. Yeah, I think it was Saturday that I got my free credit, okay? And I'm listening to, and it's a Pulitzer Prize-winning book. If you're a history buff, you've heard of this book, 1776 by David McCullough. It's a great, great book. I mean, it won every award you can imagine. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning book. And I've been really wanting to read it for a long time now, and now I've got an excuse. But I've gotten three books and not spent a dollar yet. I haven't spent a dime on any of these. I get a free credit once a month. And the next free credit I get is on June 26th. So the day that I leave for vacation, I get my next book credit. I haven't paid for any books yet. I get the free credits from Audible. So I strongly recommend Audible. If you're in the car or going on a trip or whatever, it's a great way to listen to books. I need a recommendation for the next book. And here's the thing. So that everybody knows, I like sports books. I like nonfiction books. I don't like fiction books, okay? I'm not a fan of fiction. So, like, story books and all that. So give me sports, history, biography, true crime. That's my genres for books, okay? If you got a good suggestion, hit me up on the text line, 404-741-0929, or hit me up on my Twitter, at JMCH316. And I'm going to be asking everybody for recommendations to get on, to get something on Audible. I'll tell you what I'd really like to find is, for my next book, since I'm doing 1776, on this one I'm listening to, I would love to find a good Civil War book. I'd love to find a good book about the Civil War. I'm a history buff, and I've read a lot of the biggest true crime books. I've read Helter Skelter, and I've read The Only Living Witness, and I've read Fatal Vision, you know, the stuff that's kind of been, you know, some of the most popular true crime stories of all time. So I've read some of the bigger ones already out there. But I love true crime as well. I mean, I'm fascinated by, I hate to say it this way, but I'm fascinated by serial killers and things like that, especially. Like, a lot of good recommendations there for that. So if you got a suggestion for my next Audible book, I'm taking them. I'll gladly take it. And I love Audible. Listen, you can get these books. I haven't spent a dollar. I got three books and I haven't spent a dollar yet. And I won't. You know me, I'm cheap. I'm not frugal, I'm cheap. I fully admit, on certain things, I'm cheap. I can't spend $18 on an audiobook or something like that. I don't listen to enough of them. But hell, for a free credit each month, I'll take it. And I've vastly enjoyed Jim Ross's book and this Nitro book, and I'm enjoying the 1776 book, which is, you know, again, one of the great history books, you know, of all time, talking about, you know, the American Revolutionary War and stuff. I mean, it's again, David McCullough's book is renowned for being one of the better books written in the last, you know, whatever decade or whatever it came out in. So I'll take your suggestions on that. All right, very quickly here. Have you heard of this group, Anonymous? Jarvis, have you heard of this group, Anonymous, that operates on the dark web? And they wear that Guy Fawkes... Have you heard about them? And the guy wears the Guy Fawkes mask, okay? So I guess he's already said he's coming out and he's going to start putting out all kinds of stuff. And I guess he put out over the weekend a book that had all the people that flew with that Epstein guy that was, you know, involved in, what was it, child porn or child molestation or child sex trafficking, right? And Chris Tucker's name was on the list. Naomi Campbell's name was on the list? Bill Clinton was on the list. Like some really random names that were on this list that this anonymous guy, and he put out a video, said he's going to start doing this. Do guys like that scare you? Because there's a story out about how somebody has hacked the dark web and is giving out email addresses of people on the dark web. And they've had to go in and try to fix this thing. Because I guess the dark web is like .onion. You know how everything is like .com, .org, and all that stuff? I guess the dark web is .onion. And I guess somebody's gone in there and hacked a bunch of people in the dark web. Have you ever gone on the dark web, Jarvis? I mean, we talked about this last week, I think it was, but scary stuff. I mean, you know, they say that the, yeah. So I guess .onion is how you get on. I've heard this before. But supposedly somebody's been hacking people on the dark web. But now this anonymous guy with his Guy Fawkes mask and his muffled voice and all that said he's going to start releasing sensitive information that people don't want released. And they started with this Epstein guy's travel log and the people who were on his private plane that were going to these different things. Because everybody was like, oh, damn, Chris Tucker. Now, it doesn't mean that Chris Tucker was involved in anything illegal, okay? But he's just putting out the names of the people who are part of this list and were on. I think Trump's name is on it. Clinton's name is on it. I know the funniest ones were like Chris Tucker, Naomi Campbell. There were several people that they put out the list and the picture of the flight log or whatever like that for who was on the plane with them. Doesn't mean that they were doing anything tawdry, okay? No one's accused. I mean, well, I'm not accusing them of it. There are people, of course, you know, because it's Twitter that automatically jumped to conclusions and started saying everybody was guilty. But we don't do that here. But it was just fascinating that was the first thing that was released, and supposedly this guy's got all this sensitive information that he's hacked, and he's got to start putting it out. Lawyer documents and stuff like that from celebrities that people don't want and everything. I don't know. I'm sure that there is this underground thing where all this goes on, man. It's freaky stuff, man. I don't want to be. I'm too afraid. Look, the good thing is I have nothing, you know, that I don't have anything to really lose out of all of it. You know, I've got $6 in the bank account because I got an ex-wife. You want to hack somebody, go hack my ex-wife's bank account because, you know, that's where all my money goes. I'm just the middleman for all of that. All right, when we get back, earlier in the show, Dominique Wilkins, Hawks legend, NBA Hall of Famer, joined us. A fun conversation. We got into a lot of different stuff with him. We'll let you hear that next. It is the John Chuckwa Show, live on a Monday, Sports Radio Nights in the Game and on the Radio.com app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.